Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Weekday mornings starting at 6 a.m. We are Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
According to NFL.com, here's what it looks like in the Browns coaching search right now. Aiden Durty, Seahawks defensive coordinator. Mike McDaniel, former Dolphins head coach. Jesse Minter, Chargers defensive coordinator. They've requested something there. Todd Monken, Ravens offensive coordinator. Dan Pitcher, Daryl Ryder's guy, Bengals offensive coordinator. Tommy Rees, Browns offensive coordinator. Nate Schielhaus, Rams passing game coordinator. He started shaving last week for the first time. Jim Schwartz, Browns own defensive coordinator. And Grant Yudinski, Jaguars offensive coordinator. That's a lot of guys. Not nearly as many as the Baltimore Ravens are interviewing. Ravens, according to NFL.com, 6, 8, 10, 12 different folks so far that are at least on their list, including now Jim Schwartz, Browns defensive coordinator. This is where you should cue the scary music. I'm Jeff Phelps, my partner today. Dan Menigan in for Andy Baskin. Kayla Colejohn's behind the glass. Cam Manna taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092.
We're casting a wide net. We're casting a wide
net. What are we trying to catch? Fish?
Net. Well, that's always one of those go-to upper management phrases when they talk about hiring. We're casting a wide net. It's right there with hit the ground running.
This is the Ravens.
Think outside the box.
This is the Ravens list. Ready? Joe Brady, Brian Flores, Vance Joseph, Cliff Kingsbury, Clint Kubiak, Mike McDaniel, Jesse Minter, Matt Nagy, Anthony Weaver, Davis Webb, Kevin Stefanski, and Jim Schwartz.
Casting a wide net.
Dano.
We want to cover all of our bases.
It is not a coincidence.
Something about the word quartile.
It is not a coincidence.
By the way, I hate that word.
That Kevin Stefanski and Jim Schwartz are both on that list. And that should scare Browns fans.
It's not a coincidence that they're on there, but I think the vast majority of Browns fans would tell you they don't think Kevin Stefanski is a dimwit. They think Kevin Stefanski is a decent football coach, that the runway just ran out. Now, there is a chunk of people who will tell you he's a dimwit, and that chunk yells very loud.
And they would be delighted if the Ravens hired him.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I think the majority of the football-watching population would say Kevin Stefanski is not a dimwit. It just was time. And with Jim Schwartz, it's a situation where he's a defensive coordinator who it seems like the league outside of the Browns and the Ravens believe he is a defensive coordinator and think that he belongs in that category. And so I look at this. This to me feels like looking around and saying, why am I so concerned about what my ex is doing when instead I should be concerned about what I'm doing to make myself better to others?
I would say it's not your ex. I would say it's what your arch rival might be doing. Your former team that moved. The team that people here really don't care for very much. That to me is what this is screaming. I'm thinking that they brought Jim Schwartz, Baltimore native, former Ravens coach. He coached with the Ravens. He went with the Browns to Baltimore. Why? Because he had a job, and that job moved to Baltimore. So don't hold that against him. And he's from Baltimore. My instincts tell me, okay, they want to talk to Jim Schwartz just in case he gets made available as a defensive coordinator.
Right.
You could hire him as defensive coordinator, assistant head coach. That'd be a promotion. And if by chance they happen to hire Kevin Stefanski as head coach, you know he'd love to have Jim Schwartz as his DC.
I think they want to talk to Jim Schwartz legitimately as a possible head coaching candidate because
sure.
They like what the defense is doing.
Why
and
not?
Look at what they have and say, boy, I'd like a little bit of that. Now,
I understand that, except go ahead, keep
coming
going.
Coming with Jim Schwartz doesn't come Miles Garrett and Mason Graham and Alex Wright and Isaiah McGuire and Carson Schlesinger and Denzel Ward. Like, all those guys don't come with Jim Schwartz, but maybe they're looking at him in that regard. Maybe they're giving him an honest interview. Maybe that they think that this guy could be the guy who, for the next 5 to 7 years, could be the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens and get it going in the right direction.
Which, by the way, is a very realistic timeline.
Right.
You know, you'd love to think you can get Bill Cowher for 15 years or Mike Tomlin for 19 or Harbaugh for 18. More realistic in the NFL these days. If you can get somebody for 5 to 7 years, congratulations.
I know what Jim Schwartz is. I've talked to Jim Schwartz.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
If I'm the Cleveland Browns, if I want to hire Jim Schwartz, I can hire him at any point. He's under contract for me. At any point, I could go, Jim, you're the head coach. Here's a firm handshake. Thank you very much for doing this. Please uncomfortably put yourself into a suit, and we know you're going to uncomfortably sit at a podium and answer questions. It'll be the only time we ever see you in a suit.
Maybe like, not. Guy went to Georgetown. Went to Georgetown wear suits.
How many NFL coaches besides Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry are wearing suits?
Not enough, by golly. Not enough.
So, like, you could do this at any point. I'm just looking at this from the Browns' perspective going, I can't control what the Ravens want to do. If the Ravens want to go hire Kevin Stefanski, great.
Yeah,
good. Because, I know his
because
offense.
You
I know what
you
he
deemed,
does.
You deemed him not suitable for this team moving forward.
Right.
So you really shouldn't care.
Right.
Except for one thing.
Hmm. That one thing always does get in the way.
Yeah, I know. You want to spin the wheel of regret?
Are we just going to do every basket bit now that he's not here?
Thank you very much.
Is that what we're going to do today?
Dan Graziano, who we've had on the show from ESPN this morning very early, put out, okay, let's go ahead and predict where coaches land.
Yeah.
Who gets hired. And I love looking at this stuff at this time of the year. For whatever it's worth, he has Clint Kubiak going to Arizona. In Atlanta, he has John Harbaugh going to the Falcons.
Makes sense.
Baltimore Ravens, Kevin Stefanski. And he said, they know Kevin. Said he's an East Coast guy, would fit in beautifully in Baltimore and New York. But then he says this, having Lamar Jackson and a winning culture in place makes Baltimore the most appealing landing spot among current openings. Stefanski had 13 different starting quarterbacks in Cleveland, but he would get a true franchise passer in Jackson. And then mentioned their other candidates. So Graziano says, there's your guy. USA Today also put out little predictions this morning. Jack McKessie wrote the story, and that one came out real early this morning. He goes through the same thing. Who ends up where? Arizona, he has Robert Saleh. Interesting. Atlanta, he has Clint Kubiak. So two different guys there for those two teams. Baltimore, Kevin Stefanski. Man, oh, this could be so much fun for the next 5 years.
I'm okay with this also because I don't know if Lamar Jackson fits what Kevin Stefanski wants to do on an offense.
Well, you coach what you have. So Kevin would change his scheme. I mean, you have to. It's Lamar Jackson.
I agree
with
you.
By the way, both ESPN and USA Today, Browns, Mike McDaniel, who interviewed yesterday, former head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
Different kind of guy. I liked him the first time around. I wonder if he needs to be an OC for a year.
Why do you say that?
What happened in Miami and the way things went from a leadership standpoint makes me think that he needs to take a half step back and really evaluate everything that took place in Miami and try to figure out if he can lead a little bit better and control everything a little bit better. And then maybe figure out a way to build an offense that isn't totally reliant on Tua Tagovailoa. It was always so weird to me in Miami how Tua would go down, and none of us would consider Tua to be one of the better quarterbacks in football. But like Tua would go down and that offense would just tank.
Yeah.
He needs to figure out a way to not have an offense that tanks when your starting quarterback goes down. Especially if you're going to have a starting quarterback who gets banged up, especially if you're going to come to Cleveland. As much as we all want to be on our certain sides of the aisle when it comes to fighting every single thing when it comes to quarterback, there is one thing we can all agree on, and it's that three quarterbacks play every year in Cleveland.
We hope to change that, Dan.
We want to change that. I would love nothing more than to not be in a position where I'm going, oh, Kevin Hogan's starting this week. Okay. Let's see how this goes. Oh, Bailey Zappe.
It's Jeff Driscoll Day.
Oh, Bailey Zappe is here. Oh, fantastic. Like, I'd really love to not be in that realm anymore. So that's the other thing with McDaniels. I wonder if he needs to take a step back and go, all right, the X's and O's stuff in the dark room I can handle with the best of them. I need to figure out how to lead these guys better. I need to figure out how to be a head coach where I don't run into a ton of off the field. Well, you can't really control the off the field stuff, but a lot of the locker room dysfunction that was somewhat taking place in Miami.
If Kevin Stefanski gets hired in Baltimore, I'll bet you lunch that Jim Schwartz would be his defensive coordinator. Ooh. Browns fans, how does that sit with you? Because honestly, if Baltimore hires Kevin, which I'd be surprised if Baltimore hires Kevin. I know USA Today and ESPN this morning predicted that. I'd be surprised if he's the hire there. I think Kevin's going to end up in Atlanta or Tennessee or New York. One of those three gigs.
Jeff, I can't worry about my ex. I'm dating me right now.
Could be a real bunch of lonely nights in your future, Dano.
I need to get to know me.
I bet you do.
Then I can find someone who's perfect for me.
Yep. I don't think Kevin's going to end up in Baltimore. But I do find it interesting that two very well-informed national writers predict that Kevin's going to Baltimore. Browns fans, what would that do to you? What would that do for you? Would you applaud? Would you think, great, we're not going to have to worry about the Ravens in the future? What if he took Jim Schwartz with him? And if the Browns hire Mike McDaniel, as USA Today and ESPN just said, okay, well, you kind of got rid of your Mike McDaniel and you're bringing in Miami's Kevin Stefanski, guy who did a pretty good job in each spot for a while and then either wore out his welcome or they decided they could do better. Browns felt that way. Dolphins felt that way. Are you just arranging, what, deck chairs on the Titanic?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're doing? 216-474-0092. Coming up today, Chris Easterling covers the Browns for the Beacon Journal. Coming up at 11 o'clock. At noon, we're going to Baltimore. Garrett Downing is the senior director of social media, digital host for the Baltimore Ravens, former Cleveland guy. Garrett's going to be joining us. We're going to get the Baltimore perspective on some of this stuff. Jeff Schudel from the News Herald coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to keep you up to date on anything that might be going on with the coaching search. But Browns fans, Kevin Stefanski to Baltimore. Jim Schwartz interviewing in Baltimore. I'm not thinking they're hiring him as a head coach. What do you think? What would that do for you, Browns fans? It's Baskin and Phelps. Menigan's in for Andy.
Actual sunshine and baseball? AAA has the ultimate getaway. Blue skies and baseball. Cleveland Spring.
Interesting stuff out this morning. Two very well-respected media outlets, ESPN, USA Today, both in their coaches, where are they going to land predictions, have the Browns hiring Mike McDaniel, the former head coach of the Dolphins, who interviewed here yesterday, and also interviewed in Atlanta yesterday. And these guys hit that cycle, and away they go. He was in Cleveland in the morning. He was in Atlanta in the afternoon, according to reports.
A lot of free meals and frequent flyer miles.
There you go. Those interviews can't be too extensive if you're hitting two spots and going to the airport in between.
Well, because weren't they saying initially that the first round of interviews were all Zoom?
Yes, but I thought McDaniel was here, according to reports.
That could be.
Yeah,
maybe
that
that's like
that he was in the building.
Yeah, maybe that's part of round two of this. Is that you,
maybe? Yeah, maybe. But those Zoom, that Zoom's a wonderful thing. You can do interviews that way. But he apparently interviewed for both places. And both of those outlets, ESPN, USA Today, have the Browns hiring Mike McDaniel. They also have the Baltimore Ravens hiring Kevin Stefanski. And reports are that the Baltimore Ravens also want to talk to Jim Schwartz. Well, if you hire Kevin, and you've already talked to Jim, and he's from Baltimore, and he used to work in Baltimore, I'm putting two and two together, and I think I'm coming up with four. What would that do for you, Browns fans? Would you care? Would you be happy? Would you think, uh-oh, here we go. Let's spin that wheel of regret. 216-474-0092, the number to join us. Menigan's in for Andy today. Johnny is in Akron. Hello, Johnny.
All right, Johnny.
Good. How are you guys?
We're
doing
all right.
Well.
What do you think?
All right.
Stefanski to Baltimore. What would that do for you?
I can't really care about that. I mean, honestly, I think it would be interesting to, you know, be able to see that from a rival and see them have him. But I think McDaniel would be our guy. And the reason I think that is because he's a really good offensive mind. He had some great years with Tua before, you know, all the concussions started and everything like that. And with us being where we're at in the draft, we're not going to be able to get Mendoza, obviously. So it's really, I think, rolling forward with Shador for at least next year to see what we have. And a guy like McDaniel, I think, gives Shador the best chance for success.
So the fact that that offense completely tanked, Johnny, when Tua left, does that concern you in the slightest?
I just think, you know, things went stale for McDaniel there, just like they did here for Stefanski. Because I mean, like a lot of people, I think Stefanski is a good head coach, and he probably will go on to have success elsewhere. But next year is really make or break for Shador and Andrew Berry. So I think a guy like McDaniel is the move for us. And if it doesn't work, everything is getting blown up anyway. I mean, obviously, I'd like to see Harbaugh here too, just like a lot of people. But I don't think that's going to happen.
All right, Johnny, thank you.
So my only thing with all that with McDaniel, and by the way, I like Mike McDaniel. I like the system that he came from.
I think he's a really interesting guy, and right. He's a really good offensive mind. He doesn't strike me as a Haslam family type of coach. And I don't mean that negatively toward either one. They're just very different personalities and approaches.
Is it just more the laid-back demeanor type of thing?
Yeah, he's a really laid-back guy.
I guess you could say socially awkward. I don't think that's the best word for
it. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair either.
I think he's just a very unique and different type of individual. Certainly not a typical coach type. You know, and there are a bunch of different coach types. Mike's in his own type.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nobody like him.
Yeah.
Like Dan Campbell. There's nobody quite like Dan Campbell right now. He's a different type of guy. Haslam didn't want to hire him.
Turned out to be a great hire for Detroit.
Well, for Detroit.
Give them a ton of credit for figuring it out. I just look at Mike McDaniel and I wonder if he just needs a year.
Yeah, you keep saying that. Why wouldn't Kevin need a year?
Because Kevin Stefanski was a different thing. I mean, he had 5 years here and we could point out what went wrong. We could point to so many different 6 years. Here, and we could point to everything that went wrong in between and what he could control versus what he could not control of what went wrong, right? There were things like the play calling. There were some of the things like the general Area 51-ness of the Cleveland Browns that he could control and chose not to. There are things that he could not control, quarterbacks perpetually getting hurt / quarterbacks perpetually being bad. The talent at wide receiver. The fact that the offensive line got a little bit older and not really developed in the direction. Now, you could blame some of him for the development. Okay, fine. I'll listen to that argument. But it's not like the roster was set up with a boatload of guys that we were looking at going, that guy's really talented. Here's a second-round pick. Here's a third or a first-round pick. The only one he could point to is ex-Inter, who doesn't look like he really has some kind of a future as a starting offensive lineman for the Cleveland Browns.
All right, so let me give you this. Winning record in Miami. Mike McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he need to step back? 4 years as a head coach. Why?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why would he need to take a step back? They did some really cool things offensively for a while.
They could run the ball with the best of them. I mean, Achan, A, is fast as all get out, but B, there was some serious good play design that came with
it. And he wanted him.
Especially toward the end, that defense was winning more games than I think people want to openly admit came to Miami.
I mean, there are three parts of the game, Dano.
But that's Anthony Weaver's calling card. But that was one of those guys where you underhanded the keys to him and said, you take the defense. In the same way that you underhanded the keys to Jim Schwartz and said, you take the defense. I got the offense.
Dolphins came on real well this year.
They did.
I don't think McDaniel needs to take a step back. He might have to. Now, he might not get hired. He might have to. Because he's, you know, Kevin exudes coach more than McDaniel because he's just a unique kind of guy. Kevin's, in a lot of ways, typical. I think, you know, it's like, okay, this guy could be the front man for our organization. We can buy into that. But Mike's a little quirky, and I don't know that every team would want that. Mike's in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. Hello, Michael.
How are you, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Well. Real well.
Hey, I know we're kind of zeroing on Mike McDaniel at this point, and I hope that's not the case, because I can't believe that at the beginning of this whole process, when, you know, we ran him out of town, Kevin, that is, that this is where we were going to end up landing.
And McDaniel was employed at the time, so they obviously didn't have him firing Kevin to hire Mike.
Yeah, correct. So, are we flying by the seat of our pants or what? Because I think when you fire a guy, you better have a darn good idea who you want to put in place of him. Or you don't fire your guy.
Well, it almost feels like, too, with Mike McDaniel, they want an... Now, again, we don't know because they will say nothing to anyone about anything at any point. But it feels like they want an offensive-minded head coach. Mike McDaniel would constitute an offensive-minded head coach. The reason to get an offensive-minded head coach, no one can take away your offense then. No one can then look at your offense and say, I could poach this, and all of a sudden I have your offense. And you all of a sudden fall apart and run into an Eagles situation where it turns every other year. So I think that's what's playing into it as well, Mike.
I get that. That's kind of part of it. But we're missing a lot of pieces on offense completely. 4 out of 5 places on our offensive line are probably going to be new next year. I mean, that's really tough. And the wide receiver, we know all that. But the thing about Mike McDaniel, I heard a lot of people on this station, you know, say, and our owner as well, leader of men. Well, Mike McDaniel has been down in Florida with the, you know, sunglasses. That news, if he comes here, he won't need sunglasses anymore. But I will say this, you know, I have not really seen that kind of a coach out of him. He's a good offensive mind, but I keep hearing this, we want a leader of men. And that's what we hired last time, what we thought was a good offensive mind. And I just, this couldn't have been what the plan was. And it just, leaving Barry in place, that really bothered me too, guys, because it just seems like anybody coming here, he's got to be wondering how that's going to play out. If Andrew has a good year this year, maybe he stays. If he has another bad year like the previous ones he had until last year's draft, then he's probably gone. And then, I mean, what is a coach coming in here thinking? That's what I got to remember. Everybody's got to think from a coach's viewpoint, not a fan's viewpoint. not a radio expert viewpoint, but a coach's viewpoint. And Cleveland's a mess, and our owner can't get it figured out. And we have a lot of problems here with our roster, and I don't see that getting worked out real soon. And I got to believe any coach who wants a second chance might have to think about that, because you don't get more than two chances.
All right, Mike. Careful, you're dropping stuff there. Be careful with that. I agree with Mike, and I said it at the time. If you're going to move on from Kevin, I think you should have moved on from Andrew. And my decision, my thought would have been keep them both. I'd have given them both another year. But because there was a split there, it makes me think maybe Kevin wasn't on the same page anymore with Andrew and with ownership. And it was that more than anything, because as Andrew Berry said, Dan, I own that record. Yeah, well, so did Kevin, and it got him fired.
No coach signs up to have two veteran quarterbacks traded in the season.
No, not when you're expecting to have one as your starter and one as your backup.
No head coach signs up for that. Coaches love veterans because veterans understand the league better than rookies. Rookies, you're starting at square one. Coaches love veterans. That will always be the question that I will have for the 2025 Cleveland Browns, is what made you decide to move on from Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco at the time that you did? I'm not saying that Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders should not have touched the field last year. I that argument is not worth making.
If you were looking to really win football games this year, you would have probably given Pickett the job, right, as you were expected to at the beginning. I know he got the hamstring injury, but they traded him to the Raiders, and he immediately became their backup.
Right.
I mean, they didn't put him on IR or anything. He was good to go. And then Flacco's your backup. And then when Joe wasn't playing terribly well here, so I understand the want to go to Gabriel and Sanders eventually. But if they were looking to win football games, it wasn't by playing two rookie quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
No coach signs up for that.
Chris is in New York. In the city, Chris?
Yeah, no, I'm actually in Syracuse, sir.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Good area.
Yeah, it is, actually. So I just want to comment on that whole Kevin and Jim, the whole Schwartz situation. Who cares if they leave? We really got to take care of ourselves. At the end of the day, I get it. It's going to hurt us, but then we have to react. That's all what we do in the Browns, is we react. We're not productive, I would say. Counterproductive. I would just say, we got to be looking out for ourselves right now, because right now the whole John Harbaugh thing is—it's like, ooh, new shiny toy. We gotta get there. Well, if we put all the stops out for him, why can't we do that with other coaches?
Well, what other coaches do you think you should do that for right now, Chris? See, that's the catch.
That is the catch, and I agree with you. Like you guys said earlier, there is no real market for the coaches this year. Really, John Harbaugh is that shiny toy out there. So, in all honesty, do we go for young blood? I think we should go for the young blood, but that young blood's got to have experience with it, though. I don't know how you guys would feel about that.
I don't know if that exists. I mean, that's you're trying to thread a needle of here's this young guy, and then you want him to have experience on top of it. That's
tough.
That doesn't exist, I don't think.
It might in Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I guess that'd be your guy then.
Kevin Stefanski.
Well, I don't think they allow oopsies after firings.
I don't think, you could actually bring him back, but that's not happening. We know that. But it's a tough needle to thread.
Barton and the Yankees. Exactly. He can't just keep going out and hiring him again.
Exactly. If you're looking for the head coaching experience, that is tough. You and I have both said, ideally, you would like to get the right guy who, the coordinator du jour who becomes your longtime head coach. Ideally, that's what you'd like.
I would love a play-calling coordinator who's out there.
Can you find that guy?
Does it exist?
That's the catch. Is Stefanski better than McDaniel? Is McDaniel an upgrade from Kevin? One of our buddies was from the NFL.com folks, was on the afternoon show. We're going to hear what he had to say coming up about that in just a little bit. 216-474-0092, number to join us. Dan's in for Andy. Chris Easterling, Beacon Journal, coming up at 11 o'clock. Chris Easterling, who covers the Browns for the Beacon Journal, will be joining us at 11 o'clock. Chris will give us his thoughts on what they're going to do, who they're going to talk to and why they should be doing such things. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over here is Dan Menigan. He's in for Andy Kayla Coljohn behind the glass. And Cam Mann is taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. One of our local buddies, Nick Shook, works for NFL.com right now. And Nick is a real good writer, does really good stuff for them. And he was on with the afternoon guys yesterday.
Oh, right on.
And had some things to say about all of the Browns searching situation. And we were talking earlier, ESPN and USA Today, both predicting this morning that Kevin Stefanski will end up in Baltimore as head coach of the Ravens, and that Mike McDaniel will end up as head coach of the Browns. If you can't have Stefanski and you can't have Harbaugh, personally, I would think Jim Schwartz would be a really nice hire for the Browns. It makes a lot of sense to me, and I could wrap my head around Mike McDaniel. But Shook was asked, would McDaniel be a downgrade from Kevin Stefanski? And here's what he had to say.
I think offensive creativity-wise, no. Browns fans might like to see what he could do with this offense. But it's hard to compare between his time in Miami and potential time with the Browns, because who the Dolphins had, you know, as weapons. They were able to do some really fun creative things, especially when they were at the peak of their powers. And as any Browns fan will happily admit, the Browns lacked those weapons. Not at running back necessarily, but they definitely lacked it at receiver. I don't know if it's because of his personality or what, but there wasn't necessarily the strongest sense of leadership being exuded there. Now, I think the rift with Tua had a lot to do with that. So it would be different from the Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry robotic era, where they just give you the most PR coached responses publicly. They never really, you know, give you too much insight into what's really going on, and they keep everything close to the vest. But I don't think on the field it would be a downgrade. I think it would be comparable. It would look different. It would open the avenues to different styles of offense than what the Browns have run. And then it just comes down to fit. But I don't think in total it's a downgrade. It might just look like it.
I have nothing against Mike McDaniel. I have nothing against the offensive system Mike McDaniel wants to run. I have nothing against Mike McDaniel, the X's and O's guy. I think he is one of the smarter minds in all of football. I wonder about the last thing that's there that Nick Shook said, especially coming from this group of people. Andrew Berry is very good at coming out and saying nothing in a 20-minute span. And you get done.
And he'll tell you nothing.
And he get done, and you look at each other as you, me, Andy, everyone else at the station, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, the morning guys, all that stuff will look at each other and go, what the hell did he just say? Did he say anything worth anything? And like have to really dig into coded language to try to figure out if anything was actually said. Mike McDaniel doesn't play that game. Mike McDaniel will tell you what's on his mind at any given point. And in a way that's,
And actually give you some information.
Right.
I appreciate that.
I do too. I love the mind that is Mike McDaniel. I would head over heels love him as offensive coordinator. I worry about him as a leader of men inside of those rooms. Right? To go full-blown Kevin Stefanski on you. I worry about him looking at those guys and saying, we need to do X, Y, Z, and having them listen to what he has to say and coaching penalties out of these guys and doing all of that stuff. I think he is a brilliant offensive mind. If he was my offensive coordinator, I'd be over the moon.
Yeah, you keep pushing that.
I would be over the moon for him as an offensive coordinator. But I also know how this league works, which is if you love a guy as an offensive coordinator, you probably should just love him as your head coach.
As much talent as they had down there, they obviously had the quarterback issues, but they weren't a whole lot better in yards per game than the Browns. You know, the Browns were 30th and 27th for the Dolphins, 300 yards per game, and they scored only 20 points a game. I still think he's an interesting offensive coach, and I wouldn't mind if they don't get John Harbaugh, which doesn't sound like that's going to be the case, but you never know. If they don't promote Jim Schwartz for whatever reason, okay, and if they don't go hot coordinator du jour, hope to keep your fingers crossed and get lucky and find your guy, I could wrap my head around Mike McDaniel. Shook was asked about...
I would take McDaniel over Schwartz, though.
Would you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Schwartz, Schwartz interviewing in Baltimore for the head coaching job. Shook was asked about Harbaugh and the Browns and where he thinks that might fit if John Harbaugh is actually a real possibility here in Cleveland.
The entire Harbaugh experience is going to be nothing more than a bidding war, and that he'll have his, you know, pick of the litter. Depending on, you know, you got to have a little bit of agreement between ownership, franchise leadership. There's, you know, it's been floated that he wants his own GM, which I think a coach of his stature, that makes complete sense. But yeah, I think what you're going to get is a lot of reports, maybe some conflicting, that are floated out there that he's interested in this team, and then this team's interested in him, and this team wants to make a huge offer to him, and that sort of thing. And it's all in the name of one effort, which is to drive up the price for the coach. And ultimately, I hate to say it, but just looking at, you know, different team situations, I don't think the Browns would be in the top three on his priority list, but I could be wrong.
That's Nick Shook. I would think Giants and Falcons are probably 1-2 right now. Again, it gets back to, with John Harbaugh to me, it's in your heart, did you actually ever want to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns? That's the one thing the Browns can offer that nobody else can. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
Now, Myles Garrett? Okay, yes. Myles is pushing 30. Is Myles going to be playing for another 5 years?
Probably.
Maybe. Is he going to be playing at that level for another 5 years? Sure hope so. But
maybe not this level, but I bet you he plays at a pretty high level.
The one thing the Browns can offer John Harbaugh that nobody else can is, hi, your mom's from Cleveland. You grew up a Browns fan. Your dad's from Crestline, and you guys grew up as Cleveland sports fans. If it's always been in your heart to be the head coach of this team, here you go. Other than that, Dan, I don't think there's a huge sales pitch the Browns could throw at John Harbaugh.
I mean, from a football sense, anywhere he goes, he'll probably have total control.
Well, which he wouldn't have here.
Right. Oh, I think if John Harbaugh was hired here and he walked up to Jimmy Haslam and said, I'll take this job, you just need to move on from Andrew Berry, I have a feeling Andrew Berry would be unemployed.
Well, maybe. Except they've done a really strong sales job on Andrew Berry being the guy that's remaining here and moving forward.
I watched it in Jacksonville with Trent Baalke.
I know. We've seen it all over the place.
Yeah, Trent Baalke's not going anywhere. We really want Liam Cohen. I don't want to deal with him. Okay, he's not here anymore. Who do you need?
That was for a guy who was a coordinator who had never been a head coach.
Exactly. I watched it in Jacksonville. It's very easy for these guys to tell you the truth in that moment.
Yeah.
It's very easy to get away from that. So if you wanted John Harbaugh and you were going to give him total power and he walked in and said, yeah, I would do it. But, you know, that Andrew Berry guy, I have a feeling Jimmy Haslam would be giving a firm handshake to Andrew Berry and probably helping him pack his bags.
Nick Shook, NFL.com.
Or at least I hope so.
Just said, doesn't feel the Browns are in the top three for Harbaugh. So what's he expecting when it comes to a coaching hire for the Browns?
Don't be surprised if it ends up being a name that is not as attractive in the headline. It's tough to judge for the Browns as opposed to some other teams because the Titans have Cam Ward. The Giants have Jackson Dart. Two quarterbacks that each franchise believes can be their franchise quarterback. The Browns have Shedeur Sanders. We know the whole discourse on there. It is not as rock solid as those other situations are perceived to be. What you have is a very good defense, but you have an offense that needs a lot of work. You have an existing general manager that the Browns have already backed. And unless they pull a Liam Cohen power move and get the GM kicked out of there for him to go take the job, it makes it a little less, I don't know if it's attractive is the word, as much as possible for every candidate to be potentially on board because they do have to mesh with the existing GM. So there's a few hurdles that the Browns are going to have to clear that maybe some other teams don't have. But and I think that ends up leaving a lot of our options open, including some lesser known names.
Nick Shook from NFL.com on another afternoon, guys. Dropping the Liam Cohen scenario that you did just moments ago, Dan. Does lesser name scream problem for you based on the Browns quarterback situation? I don't know if a first-year head coach, who's I would assume would be a young guy if you go coordinator, meshing with Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel is the right way to go. However, what did Andrew Berry say in his end-of-the-season press conference? He said, you know, free agent.
Yeah, we're not committed to anybody.
Veteran free agent.
Yeah.
Is it a screen problem for you?
I think it's okay. If you're going to go with Nate Shilhouse, if you're going to go with the kid from Jacksonville whose name's escaping me right now,
Grant Udinski.
Udinski. Thank you. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go with him, all I ask is give these guys runway. Because I think
runway means years. Yes. You're telling me.
Give these guys runway. Because if you're going to hire someone who's like, let's use Nate Shilhouse as a perfect example. He's like 30, right? He is probably younger.
He is 30.
These guys are younger than a chunk of the players on the roster. And this isn't one of those, ha, 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 Joe Flacco is older than Kevin Stefanski. Ha, 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 ha.
Anybody would like to feel old, they're talking to two guys who Udinski was born in 1996.
Yep. Yep. These guys don't remember Jim Tomey.
In fact, his birthday was yesterday. He was 29 until yesterday.
They don't remember third baseman Jim Tomey. That's what we're talking about here. So, like,
they might not remember Jim Tomey.
Well, that's valid too. But
by the way, if I'm not mistaken, Udinski went to the same high school where Mike Pettine used to, where Pettine's dad was the coach, and then Pettine was the coach.
And they gave Kevin Stefanski a ton of runway, and it was a great thing for them to do. You saw, and I know a lot of people are going to get grumpy when I see this, you saw a level of success come from giving him the runway. If they go Dan Pitcher, Udinski, Shilhouse, give these guys some runway and realize that this offense is going to be a multi-year rebuild, and don't at the end of the season look at each other and start going, well, we probably need to get the next guy, or we got to blow out Andrew Berry and this person. If you're going to go super young, you need to allow wiggle room for these guys to make mistakes.
Yeah, but is the franchise in their mind in that place? That's the thing. They think they have an elite defense. I think they have a good defense. But you want to capitalize on that right now. And I wonder if that thinking is, you know, we think we're going to be able to make that Chicago Bear kind of jump from 5 wins to, hey, look at us. We're one of the final 8 teams standing. I wonder if Andrew Berry think that that's a scenario that the Browns could match. Because if that's the case, I don't know about giving a guy a runway, Dan. And I understand that. If you're going to hire a guy you think is going to be a really good head coach for a long time, he might not get it in year number one. Kevin Stefanski did. And then it didn't stay that way.
I just think if you're going to live in this world where it's like, okay, let's bring in the young guy, let's bring in the new hot coordinator.
Well, you have to give him time. You're right.
You got to give him time. Right. This can't just turn into yanking it back and forth.
I mean, right.
When McVay got the Rams job, they were 4-12. He took over. He got them to 11-5. He did that because he had a quarterback there in Jared Goff who was ready to take off. He built an offense around them. He had Aaron Donald. He pieced this thing together right from there. There were pieces that were here. This Browns offense doesn't have those pieces.
Exactly right. Chris Easterling covers the Browns for the Beacon Journal. He's up next here on Baskin and Phelps.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.